Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Coach's Corner. I'm Coach Andrew Poritz from Ingenuity Coaching. I help people to discover and fulfill their passions and greatness. My mission is to inspire and challenge you to dream big dreams, and with my coaching, help you to manifest those dreams into reality. You can visit my website at www.myfuturecoach.com and follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/coachandrew. If you're listening live and you have a question, the phone number here is 646-929-2893. You'll be able to listen to the show on the phone, and if you press the number 1, this will let me know you have a question. We also have a live chat room right on the show page where you can feel free to join in and ask questions there. My guest tonight, Francine Silverman, is an online publicist for some 180 authors. In fact, she came to me originally to book several of her clients on my show, and when I learned more about her, I knew she would be a great guest herself. Fran is also the author of several books, including her most recent, Talk Radio Wants You, an intimate guide to 700 shows and how to get invited. She also offers ebooks of talk radio shows in business, politics, health, entertainment, sports, and new age. And Fran is also the host of her own blog talk radio show, Ship to Shore with Silverman. You can learn more about her at www.talkradioadvocate.com and www.bookpromotionnewsletter.com. Fran Silverman, are you with me?
I am, Andrew. I'm here.
Hello.
Nice introduction. Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. It's very great to have you.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
So you're something of a renaissance woman in this industry, it seems to me.
Am I?
Yeah, I think you just might be. I mean, you have all this interesting stuff going on, the books, the newsletters, the publicity, your own show.
That's true. You know, you really have to do a lot of things if you want to keep life interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing really led to another. I started off with my newsletter, and my newsletter led to books, and then the books led to the radio shows, and the radio shows led to the publicity service, and, you know, so one thing led to another. I didn't plan it out that way. It just happened.
So what was the catalyst that started everything?
Well, in 2003, I had written two local guidebooks, Catskills Alive and Long Island Alive, and I really didn't know how to publicize them, so I thought I would like to start a newsletter, and the internet was really at its infancy, and I
mm-hmm.
thought, well, maybe if I start an e-zine, I'll find some authors, and I did. I found 10 authors. They said they would sign up, and I sent them questionnaires with my burning questions about, you know, how to publicize my books and how do they do it. And before you know it, I had hundreds of subscribers. And then I realized after 2 years how clever they were. And I took 325 of their marketing strategies and put them in a book called Book Marketing from A to Z. And that book really led to, a radio show that I was doing called Book Marketing with Fran. I was doing it on Achieve Radio,
mm-hmm.
and I was interviewing authors, but it was too expensive, so I stopped doing it there. And then I had met one of my subscribers in the city, and she said, you know, you really should package everything you do. So I thought, that's a good idea. So I offered my subscribers a package where I would represent them and get them more publicity on the internet, and they would pay me a little more, and all they had to do was send me their bios with bulleted points of the areas that they were comfortable talking about, and before you know it, I was getting them on the radio, because I discovered very soon that radio hosts need guests. And it really wasn't that difficult to get my clients on the radio.
I am certainly one to know that that's true. I've been doing this show now for over a year, and the most challenging aspect is finding people to be on my show. for a while it was really challenging. And it was interesting when I found that service, Radio Guest List, that I found, I think you must have seen my post there, and that really opened up the floodgates. It turned out there's all these people who want to be on my show.
Oh, well, you signed up for Radio Guest List?
Uh-huh.
But that must have cost you money.
No, that was free.
The Radio Guest List?
Yeah.
That comes out to me?
It's probably not the same thing you're thinking of, but it's radioguestlist.com. It's just a very simple list, and you could put a post there. You could also advertise there. You could have premium memberships, but they have a free version.
Oh, well, you know, it's funny because I never really had trouble finding guests. That really wasn't the problem. The problem was with listeners more than guests, because people love when you invite them on your show. I mean, they feel very flattered, and if they enjoy themselves while they're on your show, then they say, oh, I hope you'll invite me back. And I say, yes, I will, because they've been very good guests. I don't think that is a problem for me. I think it's more trying to publicize your radio show and getting people to listen.
Oh, absolutely.
That's the biggest challenge of
but
all.
But my initial challenge was just in finding good guests, and now that's been really much more fun. And the people who have come to me have been, you know, lately I'm getting a lot of authors.
Well, you're looking for coaches, right?
I'm not necessarily. My main people are coaches, but they're also anybody who I would say moves people to action.
Well, I mean, there are so many life coaches out there. I mean, I represent
Yeah, life coaches.
So many.
I have very few life coaches per se on my show. I've had a lot of different types of coaching. Anything you can think of, there's a different type of a coach besides the life coaches. You know, business coaches, and there's speaking coaches, and there's radio coaches.
Have you had any of my authors on your show?
I don't think I've had any yet, but I think I'll have a couple on the burner.
Okay, so there you go.
Yeah.
And my clients, the hosts love them because they're very radio savvy.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones who go on a lot really are the ones that hosts absolutely love. I mean, I sometimes get testimonials. It's unbelievable from, you know, the host about the guests. Thank you for sending me them, and they were wonderful, and, you know, it's nice.
By the way, do you hear noise that's coming from where I live?
Very slightly.
Okay, I can't tell what it sounds like here. They're doing late night construction where I live.
Oh.
And if you were right where I'm sitting, you know, it's very distracting. But I don't know how bad the sound is
here. No, it's probably worse for you than it is for me.
Okay, good. So you're what is the biggest thing you have going on right now? Is that the book promotion newsletter?
Well, no, the book promotion newsletter sort of gets written by itself because my subscribers write the articles, and very often they send me items to put into the newsletter. And it's a rare time when I find that after the 2 weeks are up that I don't have enough to put in, because I always can fill it up with something. And it's not, no, the biggest thing I think is, well, I'm doing e-books, and I've got, actually you mentioned a few of them, but now I have 12, and I'll soon have about 14, and
wow.
I'm constantly sending out questionnaires and trying all kinds of gimmicks when I send out the questionnaires to get people interested, because I don't know why they wouldn't be. You know, if they want guests, it's not costing them anything.
So,
you know.
So let me get clear here. So, the e-books you're doing, what are they exactly?
Well, my book, Talk Radio Wants You,
mm-hmm.
has
mm-hmm.
700 shows, and 40 categories. And it occurred to me after the book came out that not everybody wants 700 shows. They want, or 40 categories, they want just one category or two categories. Like, say they're in business and they want just business shows.
Right.
Or they just want new age shows. So I decided to start sending more questionnaires out. And, of course, it helps. One thing helps another, because when I send questionnaires out and they respond, then I can say to them, can I send you bios of my clients, because I see now what you're looking for. And, of course, they say yes, and, you know, and that's how I sometimes I get more clients on the radio when I'm doing this. So one thing helps another, but I feel that the e-books are inexpensive, and, you know, people that have bought them have said that they've gotten in a week's time, they've gotten booked on 4 shows, and they have some more coming up, and, you know, because the people who fill out these questionnaires are people who are interested in being contacted. So it doesn't surprise me that if they contact these people that they're going to get on the radio. And, you know, it saves people such time, because if you go on to look for a radio show by yourself, first of all, you'll never find the two most important items that you need to know. You'll never find the guest criteria, and you'll never find the theme.
Okay.
You know, you'll go to a radio website, and you'll see the name of the host, and you'll see when the host is on, and maybe a short bio of the host. But very rarely do you see what the show is about, or even if they have guests on their show. Sometimes it's so hard to tell whether they have a guest or not. Because I send out questionnaires to them, and I say, if you have guests, and you're interested in being in the e-book, please fill out the form.
Right.
Because I don't know if they have guests. Unless they list their guest list, you don't know. So it takes an awful lot of work. And the e-book saves people the time and the trouble of having to go to contact all these, you know, people.
So the ebook is, so what does one of your ebooks consist of?
It has the title of the show, the mm-hmm. host name, the website, the email address, the phone number, the best method of contact, the theme of the show, and the guest criteria.
And a typical ebook is about how big?
Well, the business ebook is the biggest. The business ebook has 90 shows, and so that's the biggest one, and that's $20.
Mm-hmm.
The others vary anywhere from 20 shows to 75.
And so is each show like on its own page, or how does that work?
No. It's like... a directory. It's like,
okay,
you know, you have one show, then you have a line between them, then you have another show listed, then you have another show. You know, they fill out the form, and I take the form and I put it into the ebook.
Right.
So it's, you know, it's cut and dried, but it's
sure.
But it's good information.
Now, do you update these ebooks?
Yes. Well, that's the beauty of ebooks. The beauty of ebooks is there's no deadline,
mm-hmm.
and you can update them at any time.
Now, are your ebooks the kind that are, once you download them, you have them, or are they the kind that you control remotely?
Well, I put them into a PDF file,
uh-huh.
and then I, you know, send them out. I have affiliates that actually Smashwords has been very good about selling book ebooks. They require you to send them to give them the Word document, and they convert it into all different kinds of forms. ClickBank charges, so I only have one ebook with them at the moment. They have sold that one ebook.
I'm sorry?
No, I have my self-help ebook with them, and they have sold, I think, two copies of the ebook.
There's a company that does basically teaches internet marketing techniques, and they have a product, an ebook product that lets you control your ebook to the point that you can kill it. For example, if people couldn't steal it that way, or you can update it and it would update everybody's ebook remotely. Have you heard of that?
No, I haven't. But nobody can tamper with a PDF.
Well, they can copy it. Has that been an issue for you?
Well, copy it. They can print it out.
Right.
But they can't write on it.
Right. Okay.
Well, you know, also, I mean, it's the kind of thing where it takes a lot of work to put this stuff together, and I don't think anybody can duplicate it because they'd have to do the work.
Right. I was actually just wondering if you had any concern about the end product.
No. Not really.
Okay. Well, that's good. So, now I wanted to ask you about your show.
Well, I decided that I had had so many shows where I was interviewing individuals about themselves, and I got tired of doing that, and I thought I would like to do something else, something that really interests me. So, I said to somebody, I don't have any other specialties. And the guy said, you don't have to. As long as you're interested in it, you can do a show. And I thought, okay. So I decided to do a show on cruising because I'm interested in it and I'd like to learn more. And I've had about four shows so far, three or four shows, and they've been terrific. I mean, they've just been wonderful. They go so fast, and the people have been great, and I love doing it.
So that's why it's called Ship to Shore.
Yes.
I was wondering what that was about.
Yeah.
But that's such a great title.
It's a great title, and also I find that I have more downloads with this show than I've had for the others.
What's a good result, or is that?
Well, I mean, I don't get that many, but I just have more. I have like 68 as opposed to 3, you know.
Right.
And with each show, you know, I suppose I'll, you know, and I also registered with Podcast Alley and with Podcast Inc. And I don't know if. It's helping, but
have you gone on any of the cruise websites and promoted it there?
No, not really.
So I think you might have a ready audience.
It's an idea. But, you know, I guess what happened is that when I used to send out, information about my radio shows, I found it didn't help.
Really?
Yeah.
So I'm always looking for things where there's an obvious match. You know, where whatever you're up to is where people are looking for what you're up to.
Well, you know, when you say radio cruise websites, I've already interviewed two of the owners of two cruise websites.
Mm-hmm.
And so they already know about the show. And if I find any more, I will certainly write to them to be my guest. And that's basically the way I find them.
So far you've been interviewing the owners of the cruises?
No, they have cruise website.
Oh, cruise websites, got it. Okay.
Yeah, and they're people who have had a lot of experience in the cruising industry. I mean, I had a guy on today. He was terrific. He really knows it. He knows his stuff. And, you know, he just was, and he's full of pep, and it was just a delight to listen to him.
So is this like a, I guess you could say a passion for you then?
Well, it is. I mean, I really decided that I really love to cruise. I mean, I haven't done it very much, but I thought that this would be a great thing to do because I would learn more about it. And who knows, maybe in the future somebody will invite me on a cruise.
I think that's the least they could do.
I would hope so, but it'll take time.
What cruises have you gone on?
Well, I went on a cruise on a smaller ship in the Adriatic. We went to Yugoslavia a couple of years ago, and we went on a cruise. My daughter and I and our friends, and we went on a cruise, and I really loved it. I mean, it was nothing like the cruises they have today. You know, where they've got all the bells and whistles and everything you can possibly think of on some of these ships. I mean, when you read about what they've added, it's incredible.
The closest I've come to a cruise, I'm sorry to tell you, is the Staten Island Ferry.
I used to ride that when I was little. I had an aunt and uncle that lived on Staten Island, and I would go on that all the time.
But, you know, people who not in New York or have never been here may not know about this. This is a boat that was, when I was a kid, it was a nickel.
Yeah.
And then it went up to a quarter. I think it might have gone up to as much as 50 cents when all of a sudden I think it was Mayor Koch, decided to make it free. And it's been free ever since. So there's a free boat ride in New York.
Is it? It's still free?
It's still free.
Oh, wow. No, and it's a lovely ride. I mean, except when they have those accidents. That you read
I hate
about.
That. That always ruins my boat rides when they crash into the piers.
Well, that's a cruise. I mean, that's nice. But,
yes,
it's a very short
cruise.
It's not. It doesn't have all the all the different wonderful restaurants and rock climbing and
and Isaac the bartender from Love Boat's not there either.
Yeah, this is what he was saying today. He says people think cruises are like the Love Boat.
I was hoping. I mean, that's my.
I think they're even better today. Today they have diving competitions and they have waterfalls and they have. I mean, it's beyond your imagination.
Sure.
What they have on these boats, on these ships. So the ships are getting heavier and they just get bigger and bigger and finer and finer.
Do you think they've ever had a cruise where the movie was Titanic?
The Titanic?
The movie on board, you know, that they're showing
is
Titanic.
I saw that, yeah.
You see the Titanic on a cruise ship? That would be bad.
Yeah, well.
I'm just being silly.
That's in hindsight.
Yeah. So tell me some of, like, the best ways for someone to get invited onto a radio show.
Well, I think that if you look into yourself and you say, okay, I'm an expert on such and such. If you're an author, you're already an expert because you have a book. But if you're not an author, you may have a business that's very interesting, or you may be a doctor who has something very interesting to say about his work with certain diseases or whatever. And then all you do is you email the host. And you tell the host about yourself and why what you have to say would interest their audience. And chances are the host will respond to you. Or you can do another thing. You could hire a publicist like me who's not expensive because I only work on the internet. I don't send out media kits and I don't make phone calls for my clients. All I do is just do it on the internet, and I'm an online publicist. I'm inexpensive, and I would do it for you. Or you could buy my ebook, and you can take the ebook and you can start making phone calls or sending out emails. Because most hosts really prefer emails.
Really?
You don't even have to call. You know, they used to say you should make a call, you should call them so they'll hear your voice. But today you don't have to call. Today your email is enough.
So that's kind of interesting when you think about it. I mean, what a transition that we've gone through.
Oh, yeah. Well, the internet has changed everything.
And this is, you know, relatively new for me. I'm only involved in this for about a year. But I would have never thought that that's what you do.
Well, just I'm saying that on the basis of the questionnaires I received for my book and the questionnaires I received for all my e-books. And I would say that 95% prefer emails. Even when they give their phone number, they say email, or they say email first and call second.
See that? Now that's a pretty big piece of information I just learned from you.
Yeah. So it makes it easy.
Now, so you said there's like you have found 700 shows, and those are. Are there more than 700 shows, or those are the ones that you found?
No, the 700 shows include the top shows according to Talkers Magazine.
Ah, okay, got it.
I was told that it would help the sale of the book if I included all the top shows. So I use Talkers Magazine. They have their Heavy 100 and Heavy 250. So what I did was I put all those in. And some of them actually responded to my questionnaire, and I put them in the book. The ones that didn't, I called up to find out to make sure that they had guests, and I try to find out if I could a little bit about them. You know what they did. You know what the show was about. And it took a while because I had to really call all these. You know, these hot shots.
Who would you say are some of like the biggest shows that somebody listening to this might have heard of?
Well, I mean, I had to call Sean Hannity. I called Rush Limbaugh, and I spoke to his producer.
He has guests?
I called his producer on his cell phone just to make sure that Rush didn't have any guests, and he said, no, he doesn't have guests.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
No, so I just wanted to clear that.
Right. Okay.
I figured he didn't, but I just wanted to clear that. So those were the top. I think basically those were the top.
So for a person in an industry like mine, what would be a great couple of places to look?
Well, I mean, if you can get on a public radio station, or you can get on a big station, then you know you have a better chance of more people listening. You know, like if you can get on WOR in New York, you certainly have a bigger audience than a tiny little station in Podunk. But as I always tell people, you know, they shouldn't put down the internet because you don't know, you never know who's listening. Sometimes you have more listeners on the internet than you have on the air. So you can't really say which is the best.
Yeah, and actually, let's talk about that a little bit. You know, there's certainly the radio industry is not what it was 20 or 30 years ago, right?
No, No, there are less shows, I think, on the air and more of them on the internet.
Are some of them also both?
Well, a lot of shows stream on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So you have them. And I noticed that a lot of shows are on various stations. You know, they're on the internet, they're on a station. If they're syndicated, then God bless them.
So what would you say is the state of internet radio at the moment?
I think it's a very good in a very good position, because when you're on the internet, you have listeners all over the world.
But do you feel that it's too scattered? Like, how do people find this stuff? Like here we're on Blog Talk Radio, so it's become a source, an event, you know, a particular not event. What's the word I'm looking for? A location, a place to go to find shows. It's becoming well known, but what there's so many things out there.
You know, I was on for a while. I was on TogiNet because I figured that I was invited to come on there, and they put together a whole introduction for me. You know, my show was called Fraternizing with Fran, and he did a whole nice introduction and everything else. And it was so professionally done, and I had a producer at the other end, you know, and I had breaks, and I had this and that and everything. But you know what? I had no listeners.
Mm.
So what good is it?
Not good. So is that because people, like, I've not heard of TogiNet. So is that why?
I think because when you interview individuals,
mm-hmm,
who all have something else to say, maybe you don't get the interest. Maybe if you stick with one subject, you have more of an audience. Like, more people are interested in cruises.
Right.
And to listen to a radio host talk about a show or an author to talk about their book. I think that cruises is something that more people are interested in.
Sure. So you said they did an intro for you. Do you mean like they had a professional announcer?
Yes.
Well, that must have been exciting.
Yes, it sounded terrific. It was very exciting. And I had a producer who would tell me when we were coming up to a break. And I had to tell him if I was going to be out of town and I wasn't going to have a show. Whereas with Blog Talk Radio, if I don't want to have a show, I just don't put it in.
Right. so you don't schedule them? You don't have a recurring show on Blog Talk Radio?
No, well, I do, but I was away last week, so I didn't have a show. But, you know, I don't have to tell anybody.
Right. Did you cancel the show, or did you just not do it?
No. I didn't cancel it. I just didn't put in a show for that particular date.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You
nobody cares.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, no, I get thousands of crying fan letters when I don't show up.
Really?
No. But
that would be nice.
That would be nice. You know, at some point, I want to get a professional, an intro and an outro done. But you know what I'm going to be doing? A friend of mine introduced me to somebody who makes, like, radio jingles for people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not jingles, but those, like, IDs.
Yeah, that would be nice.
So I'm going to give you, I'm going to have one that's going to sound something like this.
Ron Lundy!
I just thought I'd throw that in.
Yeah. Well, what happened with TogiNet, when I decided not to do the show and told them I wanted to change my show, they wanted to charge me $500.
Wow.
The first time they didn't charge me anything, and they wanted to charge me $500. I said bye-bye.
That's crazy.
Now, you know, when you go, if you want to go on the air, there's a lot of stations that'll take you if you want to pay.
You mean on the air, like real radio?
Yeah, terrestrial radio. If you
terrestrial
want to be
radio.
On terrestrial radio, you can be. I mean, I've had opportunities where I could be on terrestrial radio, but I had to bring sponsors. And where am I going to find people that are going to sponsor me?
I'll sponsor you, Fran.
Thank you.
You're welcome. This show is brought to you by Coach Andrew. Why not?
No, I mean, truthfully, when you know, if you haven't had a show before,
right?
Where? Who's going to want to sponsor you?
I don't know. I guess I would have to be one of those guys who knocks on doors and gets a lot of advertisers. But that's certainly not my style.
You know, I noticed that with Blog Talk Radio, when I do my show, they have sponsors from cruise companies.
Really?
That they advertise on my page.
Well, that's cool because I there's a possibility of revenue sharing in Blog Talk Radio. You have to have enough listeners and enough sponsors on your show for that to ever happen.
Yeah,
I think I'm up to
$14.72. But they're not my sponsors.
I know, but you still can participate in that. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Yes, but I'm not sure how you do that.
You just there's something you click on. I know I did. And as of last month, I was up to $14.70. So I dinner is on me as long as it's at McDonald's.
Where are you? Are you in Manhattan?
I'm in Upper Manhattan.
On the West Side, or
I'm in Washington Heights.
Oh, you're not far from me. I live in Riverdale.
Oh, okay. But you're originally, where are you from?
Well, I grew up in Parkchester in the East Bronx.
Ah, okay. You definitely have a distinctive New York sound.
they tell me that.
That's right. Mine is, I think, a lot less. I don't know why.
No, you don't have a New York accent.
I had mine surgically removed. I used to talk like this, and I found that was not working for me. You know what I'm saying? Hey. But I can still put it on. You know what I'm saying?
You're a comedian.
I actually, I do have a background in entertainment.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Oh, so how come you didn't do an entertainment show?
You know, that's a good question, and I actually am thinking that would be an additional show. I love, you know, I'm a coach. I like talking to other coaches, and that's my coaching show. And there are all kinds of possibilities for me to take on here.
Wow.
Maybe you, as the advocate, the talk radio advocate, can tell me what kind of show I should do next.
Andrew's Amusements.
Andrew's Amusements. That's an old-fashioned term, don't you think?
Well, I mean, it really depends what you want to focus on. If you want to focus on bringing on, you know, comedians and singers and actors, and you know, if you want to interview them. Or do you want to concentrate on the coaching?
I want to do both. I mean,
well,
why not? It works well with my split personality.
Well, if you get tired of doing this, you can always change.
Right, and I at the moment I have I actually have a backlog of people who want to be on the show, which is pretty cool.
Well, that's good.
It is good.
You said you were having trouble.
No, what I was saying was in the beginning, I had a lot. It was challenging
finding
guests. And then when I got onto this list, I discovered that there were so many people who want to be on the radio. I just didn't know where to find them at first. So I started out by a lot of people who were on the show, or people I've done work with, or are friends of mine, or colleagues. And now I'm starting to get people I've never heard of before, like you, which is great because it's now I know you.
Yes. Well, you can meet some great people on the internet.
I've had a guest a couple of times whose name is Frankie Picasso.
She's my client.
Oh, right. That was how this whole thing started. Frankie was one of my teachers in school, back in coaching school, and Frankie was my guest last year. And then she was my guest a few months ago with Kelly, as the Love Wranglers. And and I was very fascinated. Here, this is a perfect example. I have never met Frankie in real life. I've spoken to her many times.
She lives in Canada.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
She lives in Canada, but she was my teacher. She was my guest. I would consider her a friend of mine. Frankie and Kelly have never met each other, and yet they do business together. They've written a book together. They do a show together, and they've never met in real life. And that is the amazing thing about technology today, that you can have real friendships and even business relationships with people. You don't actually have to ever see them.
It's true. Frankie is a fabulous person. I mean, I can tell that just from my email relationship with her. She's terrific.
And both of her shows are in my top 20 that she did with me, and she's overall the most listened to person I've had on my show.
Really? That's
yes.
Great. That's wonderful to hear. But I don't think I got her on your show. I think you knew her before.
No, but she was one of the people you suggested, but I already know. In fact, she's already been my guest, but that was kind of funny.
Oh, I see.
That was one of those small, really small world things. Here you came to me to promote several people, and she was one of them.
Oh, I see.
And she'd already been on my show. It's like, oh, I know her. Known her for years.
It's a small world.
Absolutely. You should hear the rat-a-tat-tat going on right now out here. It is so crazy.
Well, they're busy out there fixing the streets.
So as an online publicist, which clients get the most interviews?
Well, I would say the New Age clients and the self-help clients and the business people. Second to that, I would say women, empowering women, health is sometimes, but those are the biggies. Oh, and politics. My two political authors get a lot of spots. One is a progressive, and the other one is a libertarian. So I find that I can often pitch them together.
Mm.
Sometimes the host will say, "Oh, I like both sides." So
I'm sorry to tell you, I wouldn't know the difference.
Between a libertarian and a progressive?
Yeah.
Well, the libertarian is more like an independent, more on the Republican side.
Oh, okay.
And the progressive is liberal. So.
See, I learned another thing tonight.
That much I know. Otherwise, I don't know that much about politics. I just know that they get a lot of radio spots.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I also find interesting is that New Age shows most of them tend to be on the internet, whereas business shows tend to be on the air.
Why would you say that is?
I don't know.
Oh, by the way, we have somebody has a question.
Oh, terrific.
Let's see if you're still listening on 860 area code. We're about to put you on.
Hey, how's it going?
Hello.
Hi. I just wanted to call in and say I was listening to the show. I'm from the Connecticut area, and I happened to stumble across your show tonight.
Oh, terrific. So do you have any you have a question for Fran?
Well, I was just wondering what type of coaching do you guys do? I'm new to that. I've only looked at the basic information on your show page, and then I dialed in. I'm on an iPhone, so I can't really look at the website or anything.
Ah, okay. Well, I you're talking about me. I'm a personal coach, and I help people primarily who are changing things, like going from corporate America to their own business. I help people discover what their passions and greatness are and create something around that. Now, Fran is somebody who helps people get onto radio shows.
Okay, great. One question I had that maybe you could help me with.
Sure.
Was I actually run some blog talk radio shows, and I was wondering, like, screening calls. I was on a radio show, and the person was able to hold the show and come in and talk to me privately and then screen the call and then put me on. I thought that was a pretty good feature, and I was wondering if any of you guys knew anything about that.
Yeah, that's a premium feature. So if you're – you know, so Blog Talk Radio is a free service unless you're paying for it, which I am. So I actually do have the ability to do that, except that it would involve having like a producer. So I couldn't really effectively screen my own calls and do the show. So if I had somebody who was producing the show or a volunteer or a friend who was going to sit in another site and then screen the calls, I actually have a screen button on my switchboard. So I could then find out if, and that's really for somebody who gets a lot of callers.
Okay, thanks a lot. Yeah, that's what I figured it was. I figured it was a premium service. That may be something to think about in the future. If you guys want to connect with me at all, I'm CT Chris Adams.
Can you say it again?
CT Chris Adams.
CT Chris Adams. Great. If
yep.
you if you go back to the when you get off of your iPhone in your home, and you go to Blog Talk Radio, I'm Coach Andrew. And feel free to send me a friend request there.
Okay.
So now I'll get to listen to your show.
Thanks. All right, thanks a lot.
Bye, Chris.
Bye.
Oh, okay.
That's nice.
That was nice.
What did he say? He was listening on his iPod?
On his iPhone.
On his iPhone. Oh.
Which is a little. Well, I think it's easier doing an iPhone. On my phone, it's very cumbersome. I tried doing it. I once tried to see if I can actually do the show from a phone, from a cell phone. It's not workable.
Uh-huh. Did you say that you're a premium?
I am.
Host?
Yes.
Oh, so you? In other words, you pay then.
I pay.
So what is the advantage to you?
Well, the biggest single advantage for me is that if I have a couple of times I've had a problem where I couldn't get somebody on in the beginning of the show properly, we're having a really hard time, the person was having a hard time calling in, another time we just had a miscommunication, it took about 5 minutes for them to actually be on the show, and I'm going, hello, are you there? No. Well, I was able to edit that and repost the show so that didn't appear on the show anymore.
I see.
So that's one of the, that alone is probably the biggest value to me personally. Other things, I can dial out, for example. So if I'm let's say I wanted to get you on the phone and for whatever reason you can't call in or whatever, I could call you from my switchboard. So that's just
okay.
One example.
All right.
There's a few other things. And you also get more show time, and there's a few other perks to it. But for me, those alone make it worth it.
Well, it depends. I mean, I never had that kind of problem.
But it also means, like, for example, like I mentioned before, I'd like to have an intro and an outro done. And well, when I get those things done, I can take all the shows and apply them. I can edit those onto the show and re-upload them.
And you can do this?
Yes.
You know how to do this?
Sure. It's not complicated to do, but I can do it with simple editing software that you can get for free.
I get you.
You know, so you can splice in things. I can also do a show like in an off period of time and then upload it instead. There's a few little tricks, but I believe that it's worth the money for me to be a premium host. I would love to be able to use the screen feature that he was talking about, but it's not really effective for me to do it. I would need somebody else to screen.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have too many calls.
If it works for you, then fine. I mean, sure. I just don't see, paying for a show. It's not when they offer it free.
Right.
I never had any problem getting the people on.
But as I said, there are enough perks for it to be worth it, and it's just a business expense.
Yeah, but for you, it's worth it. For me, it wouldn't be worth
it. Yeah. I would say for the average person who wants to do a show, I didn't start doing that until late last year, and I think it was after I had something happen where I said, oh, man, I really wish I could do that show over, and then I found that would be doable if I were paying for it. If I had a show that was just not working at all, I could go privately retape the show and then upload it.
Okay, well, listen. That's why they offer it, because they know that certain people need these perks.
And they have different, levels of it. I'm at the most basic premium level. When you get up, if you have a show that's big enough, you can do a branded show. But that's really for, more of a corporation.
Okay.
I'm glad it's okay. So, anyway, so how do we get more information about your ebooks?
Okay, you can go to my website at talkradioadvocate.com. And all my ebooks are cited there with all the information about each one. And what's nice is that Smashwords gives you a sample of each ebook, so that people who say, oh, I want to see a sample, I just give them the link and they can go and they can see it. They can see what it's all about just by looking at a few shows.
By the way, I think our friend in Connecticut has another question, because the hand keeps on going away and coming back. So let's see.
Okay.
Hi, do you have another question?
Hello. Yeah, I just wanted to – it's kind of funny because I recently ran a show from my iPhone.
Yeah.
And it didn't go too bad. It's much better running on a high-speed connection, but I ran over the 3G network. I just thought it was pretty cool that you could actually do that. And then there's another program called Cinch. I don't know if you guys ever heard of that.
Yes, I have a membership on that as well. I haven't
used
it.
That's pretty amazing.
You know, the thing is, I think an iPhone would probably be a lot easier to do it. My phone is so cumbersome. When I tried clicking on all the buttons, and it just wasn't working. And I said, this is not going to work. But maybe when I go to, if I ever get an iPhone, that will be the answer. By the way, there's another very cool service called drop.io. It's an amazing free service, drop.io. You make a file, and it actually gets assigned a phone number. You could call the phone number, and you make an instant podcast out of it.
Wow, that sounds pretty good. I'll have to check that out.
It's awesome. You can make a collection of pictures and videos and combine different things, and it stays there for at least a year, and it's free.
One thing I wanted to say about Blog Talk Radio is it's great that you can call in on the phone number and listen to the show. because like so, like if I'm driving to work, sometimes my 3G connection is a little spotty, but usually my cell reception isn't too bad, so I can listen to the whole show, you know, just through the phone, which is, I think, it's just amazing.
Yeah, and I didn't actually realize how cool that was. I, for the longest time, I thought that if somebody called in, they only were calling in with a question, and I didn't know about the little hand. I just didn't quite notice that instruction. And a couple of times I wound up picking up the phone on somebody who didn't actually have a question. In fact, they you hear them yelling at their kids or something.
Yeah,
was,
and yeah,
it's
sorry
pretty
about
funny.
It also. Yeah, sorry about going off and on with the hand thing. I was just I knew that I was already on the queue, so I wasn't sure if you seen it or not, because I know I'm on the thing the whole time because I'm calling in to the phone service.
Right, and so I figure that, you know, since we were done talking there, that you didn't have another question, but then when you took it off and you took it on, I think, oh, he has another thing he wants to tell me.
Yep.
Okay,
well,
great.
I just say, great show so far. It's good to be able to listen to this stuff and keep myself occupied on my commute, my hour commute. So.
Well, I'm very glad to be a part of your commute.
All right, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Okay, I'm going to put you back on hold. Okay. Actually, on mute. I get these terms mixed up. So Fran, I want to, first of all, thank you very much for being my guest here on Blog Talk Radio on Coach's Corner.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And it really was.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm looking forward to you sending me some new amazing people for my show.
Okay.
And I want to remind everyone that Fran has all kinds of ebooks and books that she's made. I put three of them on the show page for the Amazon links to them. So if you go right to my page, you'll see, you'll be able to click right on them and buy her book.
Oh, nice. Thank
oh,
you
yes.
so much.
You're welcome. You can find out more about Fran Silverman at www.talkradioadvocate.com and bookpromotionnewsletter.com, and you can reach her at franalive@optonline.net. So thanks, everyone, for listening here at the Coach's Corner. You can find me at www.myfuturecoach.com and follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/CoachAndrew. We'll be back next week, same bat time, same bat station with my guest, Kim Vasquez. Have an outstanding 7 days, next 7 days, and we'll see you next week. Good night.
Good night.